of course, WHO's main interest is health records, because this is what they can work with. But the tests, so we say, but if you're talking about a control system, which has to deal with, from our standpoint, is centered on finger control because it's of interest to surgeons primarily, on people who examine the bodies, TUB, and our TUB zero is examination. Well, the concept of zero is absence of need for care, but in the use of zero, we have it, well, is examination is an everyday word. We can have other words, but TUB zero. Some very fancy stuff is written around this, and but exams. Then, as it progresses upward to 9, it tends to be that 9 would represent the least wanted procedures or anything on the human body. For example, in TA1, we can take medicine that we can take for ourselves, self-controlled. And so TAO 0 and 1 is pretty much self-care, but 0 is collection of data, and 1 is information, but they're both information. But when we go to TAO 2 and TAO 3 and 4 and 5, we go beyond information, goes into stages of need for care, digits replacing words in Latin and Greek and English. It's major Western languages. Is something that is a mind twister to people who are used to big words, and people, professors in medical schools, are certainly accustomed to big words, and they are the ones who might have interest in this. But when we say, well, let's talk about this in digits, 0 to 9, there's only 10 of them, and there are 10 symbols. English has 26 symbols. And if I convert, I'm working with 26 symbols as compared to 10. And in other languages, if we convert it to German, there's 2 more symbols in German, that 28 symbols they work with. So various languages have various numbers of symbols. Chinese has certainly a large number of symbols because it's a... Before you master Chinese, it's in both speech and print, or what you read, we'd have to learn about 2,000, I think it is, symbols before we can even work with the language. But it does lead to a lot of understanding. And Japanese is closely related to Chinese. They use both the Chinese-based symbols, what they call kanji, plus they have their own symbols, which are called kana symbols, which are fast and easy to learn. But and then also, if you want to know Japanese, you better know also so what they call Romaji symbols, which are the symbols of English, the 26. So we're talking about what symbol you decide to choose to be able to read. My reading is almost exclusively in the 26 symbols of English, but more exclusive use in my life, most of routine use, is digits. The 10 digits, I'm quite sure I read more than I do English symbols today by my age. And so if you have 10 digit symbols plus 26, that makes 36 symbols you work with. And I did learn that early in schooling. Those 36 symbols were introduced at my year, age 5. And I think in the school of Nebraska, and all schools had it posted. You had to learn. That's what they had on every blackboard. There are 36 symbols that you must learn before you get out of school, and that introduced them. These are the tools of learning. And the way we use those tools in grammar and everything was pretty much the rest of learning. So we're working with those tools all the way through primary school and into higher school of learning. But in recent time, I would say the digits are becoming more and more important because they indicate quantity of all kinds. And sometimes even now, I would say they are very fast increasing in terms of use and dependence. So digits are far more important than other languages, but still we will use language to, and I'm speaking right now in speaking in my mother tongue of English. But if it becomes important in terms of data, something important which would be of interest in a global scope of concern, it's probably going to be in digits. So if we're talking about being global, it's going to be a high, very big percent of dealing with the 10 symbols of digits. And that's what we have interest today, and moving that way. People are saying, what is the key to global knowledge, and what's the key to global? And we have global knowledge framework that we put in years ago. We're looking for that. But the key would certainly be the 10 symbols of digits, for one thing. And then there might be something that might be associated with that. Well, the symbol like plus and minus, there's a symbol for that. Everybody knows. Most people know that if you write a plus mark, well, that means plus. And minus is a minus mark. There's much confusion in minus because it also is seen as a hyphen and others. But plus and minus are two simple marks that certainly fit with digits, which means more or less. And then we can have a few others that fit that. And also, there are measurements, symbols of measurements, and weights and measures and temperatures that are global. And the metric system has been adopted, with the exception of two or three nations, officially. So it actually, one of the major nations is where I was born. It still remains without the metric system, which is a big problem for those from the U.S. like me who go to another nation, because they go outside the borders of the U.S. They very likely are be working with metric system. U.S. if they cross the border to their adjacent countries, which are border U.S., they were in the metric system. But they're not what they see as being taught in the U.S. And that's a big problem, because the U.S. still is trying to campaign to some extent. But they probably have to give up sooner or later anyway. It's a big problem about today, about what symbols are going to have a chance to be global. I cannot claim this is a symbol that will be global. I will say pretty with much confidence that it's going to be hard to find anybody to replace what digits are used for with other symbols today. Although that's happened rather recently, because when I came to Japan, the symbols that I walked down the street, and if I had to buy anything, they were in the symbols, the Chinese symbols, and this for the cost of anything. I had to learn them very quickly because I couldn't buy anything from what we're saying until I learned them. I don't have to learn them today because I don't think there's any stores in Japan that use these symbols. unless they might connect it, but they probably have it linked with digits, but I think they pretty much say everything is digits. And of course the Roman numerals were used in U.S. not only U.S. but from Western countries very widely. There were Roman alphabet was and I remember I did on the side have to learn the Roman alphabet when I was a young student. I don't think we'd have to learn. I don't think they teach it anymore. I mean, not the Roman alphabet. I'm sorry, Roman numbers. Numbers and alphabet are not the same thing at all. And so Roman numbers are not very convenient to count with. People who in the trade well know. And so the trading people who really pick up the idea of what the fastest way to count and why digits have really prevailed is because of anybody who goes across borders and buys and sells anything. They today are forced to use digits. There's no other way that they can. But because when they calculate, it takes a long time to calculate in Roman numerals or in Chinese numerals. What you can calculate very fast in digits, so that's very important in our mind. What is the symbols we calculate with or compute with? And of course, computer is the main word today.